This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. red meat exports are increasing the value of corn and soybeans. We'll have more right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Beef and pork exports of $18.1 billion in 2023 had a significant impact on the corn and soybean industries, according to an independent study conducted by Dave Jude of the Jude Group and released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The study quantified the returns that beef and pork exports brought to corn and soybean producers nationally and on a state-by-state level for leading corn and soybean producing states. Jude said beef and pork exports accounted for 512.7 million bushels of U.S. corn usage.
Red meat exports, that's both beef and pork, used about almost 513 million bushels of corn for feed. And if you take the calendar year average price in 2023 of $5.95, that's about $3.05 billion of corn purchases that were directly leveraged by red meat exports. We estimate that the value of red meat exports to a bushel of corn is about 87 cents. If you take that 87 cents per bushel and apply that across the whole 2023 corn crop, that's going to total $13.35 billion of additional revenue to corn production that wouldn't be there if there wasn't the demand from the red meat exports.
Red meat export also accounted for the consumption of about 3 million tons of dried distillers grains, adding 4 cents per gallon to the net margin of ethanol plants. For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.